cancer and death strike the children even before they are born. At the Children's Hospital, malformed babies happen at the frightening rate of one or two a day.
Nuclear physicist Dr. Doug Rocky, former Department of Defense contractor.
Who's responsible today? At the highest levels where the United States made the decision to produce and use uranium-238, otherwise known as depleted uranium munitions in combat.
Dan Fahey.
The Department of Energy is in charge of maintaining the stockpile of depleted uranium in this country, which we have about 1.5 billion pounds. Basically, what they want to do is recycle it so that they don't have to hold it anymore. It's just going to go to defense industry to be used in ammunition.
The Pentagon has good reasons to deny the toxicity of uranium waste and the contamination of both the local populations and the Allied forces.
Nuclear physicist Doug Rocky.
They cannot admit that today many of us are sick, that Iraqis are sick. This is all about two things: liability and dollars to clean up the mess that was created around the world.
Medical tests and treatments have been delayed or denied to most Gulf War veterans in an effort to evade both moral responsibility and health care costs.
Gulf War veteran Hector Glass.
The Army spent 3 years trying to discharge me with no pension. They just kicked me out and didn't want to take responsibility for my medical conditions.
As shocking and disturbing as it is, this attitude from the Pentagon is nothing new.
National Gulf War Resource Center President Paul Sullivan.
The use of radioactive toxic waste, called depleted uranium, by the military is another sad chapter in a long and tortured history of the United States military. During World War II and shortly afterward, hundreds of U.S. soldiers were told to stand outside and witness atomic bomb blasts. It wasn't until the 1990s that many of these veterans stepped forward and demanded health care and benefits as a result of being human guinea pigs. During the 1960s and 70s, the United States military used a defoliant called Agent Orange that contains the deadly cancer-causing agent dioxin. This Agent Orange was sprayed on trees and shrubs in Vietnam in order to destroy all the foliage.
The debate went on for Agent Orange for years, that the Pentagon was saying no one was exposed to enough to cause any health problems. And we're in the same boat now with depleted uranium.
The amount of lies told by the U.S. government on this issue are so spectacular as to be mind-boggling.
Depleted uranium rounds have not only been spread all over Kuwait and southern Iraq, they have also been sprinkled all across Kosovo and Serbia and are shot on a daily basis in such places as Vieques, Puerto Rico, and Okinawa, Japan, for training purposes and without any warning to the local populations. Today, 15 countries altogether possess and shoot ammunitions made of radioactive nuclear waste and are ready to sell them to whoever wants to buy them.
We don't have to litter the battlefield with something that's hazardous for 4.5 billion years. The world needs to ban the use of uranium munitions, period.
Many more laws and international safeguard regulations need to be enacted to prevent the recurrence of any such ordeal from the part of any government and against any population or country in the world.
Former Iraqi oil minister Fadel Chalabi.
The embargo is as much a crime to the Iraqi people as the invasion of Kuwait itself. Both are criminal. Both are responsible for the misery of this people, a country with resources, with very good history, with good civilization, with very advanced professional middle class. It's now all destroyed.
Phyllis Bennis, Institute for Policy Studies.
One of the things that we need within the United Nations is an oversight panel to make sure that UN Security Council resolutions do not themselves violate international law. What we have with the sanctions resolutions in Iraq is a decision, a resolution by the Council that violates the fundamental international laws as codified in the Geneva Conventions that say that civilians cannot be targeted. Civilians cannot be targeted. And sanctions, if nothing else, target civilians. They are themselves a violation of international law. There needs to be an oversight method within the United Nations to make sure that that can never happen again.
This has been an audio adaptation of the video documentary Hidden Wars of Desert Storm, a Free Will production by Gerard Ungerman and Audrey Brohe, all rights reserved. Edited by Jason Stelzel, narrated by John Hurt, additional narration by Grace Lee and Robert Jude, audio adaptation by Dave Adelson. For further information, go to www.hiddenwars.org or call 818-487-2879. That's www.hiddenwars.org, 818-487-2879. Special thanks to the Echo Park chapter of the Los Angeles Free Pacifica Neighborhood Network for their work publicizing this production.